Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's DavidDundee and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Before you accuse me of being an Apple fanboy, I'll admit I usually am. In spite of the obscene profits Apple makes from its overpriced devices, they do just make better devices on the whole. For something that just works out of the box and keeps on working, there really are leaders out there. This week, they had their so-called far out event. Better watch, better headphones, blah, 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 blah. Then it comes to the phone. Better camera, duh, as if there was any other option for a so-called surprise announcement. Yes, it is way better, but it hardly makes any real-world difference as the previous one in the iPhone 13 was so good. Same goes for the faster processor. It's faster, much faster. And if I could fake a good yawn, I'd do so now. No, all of this was what the iPhone 13 offered, and I didn't bother upgrading to that generation either. Happy in the Luddite-like bliss of my aging iPhone 12. Positively a museum exhibition if you're seduced by the upgrade-itis. There are also minor changes like always on screen and an island notification system, so you can, for example, see how far your Uber is away before it cancels on while you are making a text to a friend. But there were a few announcements that actually piqued my interest enough to consider getting one ASAP. First, the mundane. Not following tradition, they made the phone thicker. Yes, the iPhone 14 is thicker and heavier than the iPhone 13, and this is good. Why? Well, they did this for two reasons. One, a better camera, still yawning in anticipation, but two, more and better battery, and that is good. But not good enough to upgrade for, not on its own. Here's the upgrade item. It gets two related changes. One, an accelerometer that will measure anything from a fall to a car crash and send out user cancelable distress signals. And here's the cool thing about that. If you're out of cell phone range, which is not uncommon here in Africa, that signal may not get through. But Apple will send your signal by, wait for it, satellite communication. And that is groundbreaking. In the great outdoors, with your longer-lasting battery, a passing satellite will send your position to loved ones and emergency services. And for that, I am in. Apple, just take my money already. This is world-changing. And is probably a harbinger of change from the dominance of our current ISPs to more global solutions. And for that, I am grateful. I can't wait to lay my hands on one. Uh-oh. One more thing, as they like to say in the world of Apple. In the US and some other markets, they're doing away with the SIM card trays. You will scan a QR code to hook up your cell phone provider, not install a physical card like you used to, and that will cause some issues. Not if you keep the same service provider, but if you're a person like me, you flip to and fro as you travel back and forth and you're in different locations, it often involves help from support in the unique cases of reloading one that you replaced temporarily. Many don't realize, but since the iPhone 11, the iPhone has taken two SIM cards, one a card-based SIM that we're all familiar with, and the other a virtual eSIM. I use one SIM for my calls in a package from FNB optimized for unlimited calls at low cost, and I use another SIM card, which is a data-only SIM card, and the FNB card is a physical card, and this is the one I swap when I travel. Often eSIMs are hard to get at airports and the like, and coming back only has me need to pop out a physical card and reinsert. This may be enough to bother people like me away from making the upgrade. I wait to see how Apple actually implements this. Some markets may get a version of the iPhone 14 that retains a physical card, so let's wait and see. That was the iPhone 14. For questions or to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on my social media channels. That's DavidDundee and the podcast on fmr.co.za.